To say it's been a crazy few years would be an understatement. We live in an ever-changing world, one constantly challenging people to their very core. It is because of this we aim to create assuredness in an uncertain world. Welcome to the Project Renew podcast, a show for nurses and angels looking to help nurses and anyone in search of a little motivation. Let's bring you and your passion back to where you were when you first started out. Let's reignite that fire together. This is the Project Renew podcast. Let's get right into it. Please welcome your host, Yona Bryan.
In this episode, we'll be talking about nurses' exodus and what options do we have. Exodus, noun, a mass departure of people. Now in the swarms of nurses, leaving the profession due to the hostile working conditions. I would even go so far to call an exodus an understatement. In 2021, more than 100,000 nurses left the profession in the USA alone. This poses concerning and real danger for the future workforce. Throughout history, nurses have normally remained as nurses for their entire career. It is typically very unusual for an older generation nurse to have a career change. Therefore, it points to the obvious that there is something wrong with this generation that is causing young nurses to leave the profession in droves. This could be most likely due to pandemic-related stress, poor hospital working conditions, and staff shortages, leading young nurses to reevaluate their life choices and to seek new experiences. Our nurses are exhausted, hopeless, and disenchanted with the broken system. Plans for retention simply are not working. Nurses are quitting the profession in increasing numbers. In fact, post-COVID, this is being labeled the Great Resignation. For whatever reason that is applicable to each individual nurse's life, more and more are handing back their uniform, putting years of training to waste, and ultimately feeling unable to serve their community due to their physical and mental health. If we don't want to enter further into a crisis by which we have more patients than nurses to serve them, we must understand why nurses are leaving the patient's bedside to seek pastures new. Nursing teams need to band together to offer a circle of support for colleagues to vent about their workplace. There should be a hierarchical model of care where experienced staff are buddied up with inexperienced staff in order to emotionally support one another. This can help teams to stay together and reduce the likelihood that one staff member will resign. In addition, more training needs to be given to new members of staff in order to avoid them being one of the early dropout statistics. The onboarding process for new nurses needs to be a lot longer. Rather than throwing them in at the deep end in the hospital in their first few weeks, it can also benefit the older generation. They can be buddied up with new members of staff who come in, by each one making the other feel valid and necessary and showing them what they were like when they first started nursing. Really, let's address the elephant in the room as well. If the pay was decent and fair, reflecting the danger that our angels on earth put themselves in every day just to treat their sick patients, the nurses would not be leaving in the numbers that they are. Many nurses are relying on food parcels to survive, which is the heartbreaking reality of our modern day society. This is because nurses' wages are simply not given enough funding to increase. And do not allow nurses to comfortably survive. After all, given the choice, why would anyone do such a back-breaking job and still not have enough money to pay their bills? It does not make any sense. Paying this is what they deserve, and this will affect the heart of the problem facing hospitals. A question to consider. Think of your friends, colleagues, mentors, fellow trainees on your nursing course. What are the reasons they have left? Were any of them preventable? Can you see any of these situations reflecting in your own experience? It is important to be able to understand why people you have previously respected have left the industry. Even if that is not how you are feeling right now, take it as a heed of warning. If you do not protect your own energy and mental well-being, you could be handing in your resignation before you know it. We've come to the end of today's episode. And remember, you're not alone. This podcast and website, www.projectrenew.co, was born from the ashes and created to help you restore, revitalize, renew. This is Project Renew, and I look forward to sharing the next episode with you.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Project Renew podcast. Stay connected with us directly through projectrenew.co. You can also join the discussion on Twitter at Project Renew Pod and Instagram at Project Renew Podcast. If you would like to speak with us, please send an email through our website. As always, thank you for pushing your mindset and heart towards a better reality. This concludes the most thought-provoking portion of your day. Don't forget to like and subscribe to stay fully up to date. Until next time, be kind to yourself and each other. Don't you think it's time?